Welcome back, 7:21 on Wake Up Memphis, right here on the Mighty 990 AM, 107.9 FM, streaming all the time at Mighty990.com. Got some breaking news for you guys. We're going to get to Fred Tappan here in just a moment. This is from Fox 13. Officials are set to announce an independent resolution panel's decision this morning regarding an NCAA investigation into the University of Memphis's men's basketball team. A Zoom press conference is set for 10 o'clock this morning to discuss the case through the NCAA's independent accountability resolution process. And Hugh Fraser, who is a mediator and arbitrator, is the chief panel member appointed to the case. And allegations against the University of Memphis Tigers men's basketball team were announced earlier this year. They include 4 Level 1 violations and 2 Level 2 violations, the most severe for NCAA schools. One accusation is a pattern of noncompliance within head coach Penny Hardaway's men's basketball program, and that Hardaway failed to demonstrate that he promoted an atmosphere of compliance within the program. The university had responded and said Hardaway, quote, began reading the manual and individual packets immediately when he was hired and, quote, always called the compliance office if he had any questions and encouraged his staff to do the same. And also the University of Memphis said the complex case unit investigation team tried to expand the investigation into the football program, and the engagement within the university was, quote, combative, hostile, abusive, and contradictory to the NCAA's representation. So we'll know more today at 10 o'clock. We'll have that for you here on Wake Up Memphis. I'll tell you, I'll tell you who is not in violation, unless you're talking about in violation of working too hard. It is our good friend, the pastor and host of his own show every Saturday at noon, Frederick Tappan. Pastor, great to see you. How's everything on the campaign trail?
It's busy. It's busy, Tim. We are without a doubt working 24/7. Even in our sleep, we're dreaming about what to do next. And so we're getting, actually, the next few days, Tim, we'll start our radio campaign. We started our television campaign Saturday. And so for 10 days, we'll be running on 5, 3, and 13. And so now the next 10 days will be on KWAM.
By the way, thanks for the sneak preview. I saw the commercial. It's looking good.
Cool.
You're a handsome guy. Cool. You clean up well.
What guy? Who are you talking about?
Yeah, man. Yeah, of course. I would love some insight if you've got any on this, because we also have some other news this morning that Ezekiel Kelly, the 19-year-old charged in the deadly shooting rampage across Memphis earlier in the month, he's due back in court this week. And right now he faces one first-degree murder charge, but that could change a little bit later today. That charge stems from the shooting death of Dwayne Tunstall over on Lindale around midnight on September the 7th. Of course, we remember that he videoed himself going in. He went into an AutoZone, shot the first person he saw. He also shot a mom with her, you know, with a kid there, as he continued to serial carjack throughout the night. And you mentioned you have maybe a little bit of context on this guy.
Yeah, two church plants, one of the pastors of our church plant said that he had worked with this kid about a year ago, and that he had been putting strange texts or strange posts on his Facebook. And when he was talking with him, had spoken with him some time ago, he had lost like 3 people that were very, very close to him. And there were some signs that there was some psychological breaking with reality, but nobody seemed to take it seriously, and unfortunately, it ended up showing forth in the rampage that that took place a couple of weeks ago, and so we need to make sure, folks, when we see individuals that seem to be making a break with reality, you know, we've got to do, you know, tell somebody, call MMH and I, do something to try to get these people some help, because we may not know everything about mental health, but we know when someone is acting strangely.
And it's difficult to track, Freddie, because when you approach someone, if you ask somebody if they're okay, if you go to talk to them, if you go to minister them, you can't track how many lives you saved you know, including those people. You only know what the numbers are whenever someone goes forward and goes through with something that they're thinking about doing. And no doubt, I mean, this is heinous. He's got to face hard justice on this.
Most definitely.
But you just giving us a little bit of the backstory that there were warning signs. Is it simply just a case of just lack of support around him, or not having the right people around him?
Tim, I have to go back to the legislative process in relation to mental health. The process to get someone seen or looked at in a situation like that, it's horrible. It has too much bureaucratic red tape in it. And to get someone seen, it is we've got to invest more into mental health. Now, again, he's going to have to face the music judicially. That's just because of what has happened.
You don't grade on the curve just because he had a bad break.
No. Yeah. No. Are there things that we could do better dealing with our mental health? And when I looked up the numbers in terms of mental health in relation to all the money that's going to different things in the state, it's woeful. And Tennessee is one of the most physically responsible states in the union, top three. And so we've got to do a better job of investing in our mental health situation. I'm going to be doing a whole show on this because we've just got some holes that need to be filled. Because again, this is a mental health situation, has nothing to do. Truth in Sentencing is going to kick in. This guy, first degree murder, he carjacked. That's another a felony. So he's more than likely going to be facing the death penalty because of what he did.
Wow.
We don't have anything to do with that other than the judicial system. But we've got to do a better job dealing with our mental health situation.
We got about a minute left. I want to ask you about your campaign because we are about 6 weeks away. Is it 6 weeks from today?
It's 41 days.
Okay, so six weeks away. And you look like that you're energized. Talk a little bit about, if you've got a moment or so, just talk about how the process has been. What have you learned, and have you found out who your friends are?
I found out who my friends are, and I found out who my frenemies are.
Okay.
I tell you what, we have been working hard. We are, again, if you live within Airways to Byhalia Road, you know, you're probably in the district, and you live south of 385, you're probably in the district. Look, you need someone that's serious about doing this job. I'm serious about it. Tag in to Tappan.
That's a good one. But of course, your website is tappanforsenate.com. Make sure you check that out. And of course, listen for his commercials and look for his commercials. If you've never seen him, first of all, shame on you, because that means you haven't been watching his show on Facebook Live on the weekends. But check out his commercials. A man of substance, a man of character. Frederick, thank you for joining us this morning. I know you got to hit the campaign trail. Thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time.
Thanks, Tim. God bless you.
Bottom of the hour, news, weather, and traffic, Todd Starr's news and commentary, so much more coming up. 729.